fatigue, it feels better, it wakes up, and it feels more energized. The first teaching which the Buddha ever gave, just after his enlightenment, was called the middle way. To avoid extremes, to look after your body until you get this beautiful sense of comfort. Unfortunately, what most people do, it's weird but it's true, you force the body too much and the body gets very tense. When the body is that tense, it can never get into some deep meditation. I enjoy telling a story of a retreat which I gave in Sydney many, many years ago. And a lady came on that retreat. She was actually came about midnight, so I never saw her till the following morning, because she was an executive with a very, very busy life. And when she came the following morning, she apologized for coming late to the retreat. But she had so much work, it was a struggle to take a few days off, and so she had to get all of these, you know, loose odds and ends out of the way, get things prepared so she could actually leave her job for a few days. And even then, working till you know, late at night, she still hadn't finished everything, but what the hell, she decided to go on a retreat. So she's a very busy lady. So I gave her the instructions for the first few days. Please sleep as much as you want. You have what we call sleep deficit. You're tired. And fortunately, she was smart enough to take my advice. So she would sleep until breakfast. She would never come out for the morning chanting or meditation. And after breakfast, she would go back to bed again until lunch. And after, by lunchtime, she would get up again, have her lunch, and then have a nap after lunch. What a great meditator that was. Because you know, it really worked. For the first couple of days, she was hardly doing any meditation at all. She was catching up on sleep. But you know, it's after 2 or 3 days, you know, her body felt really good, and she caught up, and she was relaxed. And so then she started doing some more meditation. And for the next 3 days, when she was meditating, she soon caught up with everybody else. But the last 3 days, oh, she really just flew ahead of everybody else. She was a star meditator, that retreat. Got very deep, peaceful, still meditation. Because she was very smart. She was being kind to her body. Working with the body. So one of the things you can do, one of the things which I've been suggesting the last few retreats I've taught here, is when you wake up in the morning, don't just think, I'd better get up now. And as if it's like being at school or in some army camp. Just ask your body and ask your mind, body, what do you want to do? Mind, what do you want to do? Ask. And if your body says, no, I want to go to sleep, go to sleep. Turn over, be kind to yourself. Isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to do? Where no one is actually telling you what to do. You know, we have... It's a very good relationship with the Benedictine monks here in West Australia. There's only two monasteries in this area, the Benedictine monastery up at New Norcia and this monastery down here. We always meet with each other. We had a meeting last Thursday down in our monastery over the road. So all the Benedictine Catholic monks came, we were just chatting away. And one of the monks said, you know, it's such a wonderful thing to wake up in the morning and have nothing to do. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? So when you wake up tomorrow morning, just enjoy that. Wake up, I've got nothing to do today. Wow, brilliant. No shopping to do. No sort of kids to take to you know, sport. No husband to look after. No cooking to do. I've got nothing to do tomorrow morning when you wake up. Isn't that beautiful? Enjoy that. A lot of you think, no, I've got things to do. I've got to meditate. I've got to get jhana, I've got to get my act together, I've got to do this, I've got to become enlightened, I've got to... Oh, please, don't carry on like that. That's what you do in the rest of the life. Please learn how to relax. Remember, when you want something more, you can't enjoy what you already have. Learn how to let go. So for the first few days, you do really need to catch up. So if you feel like sleeping, sleep. Have a rest. When you wake up, you just wake up. And you'll find that Just like that lady, because you're being kind and sensitive to your body, you're being wise, you're being mindful of what your body needs, rather than having all these ideas what you think your body should do. You're asking your body, what do you really need? And ask your mind, what do you really need, mind? And then you're beginning to have the first type of mindfulness and kindness towards your body and mind. So please don't be afraid of sleeping, which is one of the reasons when I designed this retreat centre, this is my baby, this retreat centre, I made sure that everybody has their own room. I know a couple of you are biking up together, but that's your fault. But everybody has got their own room, your own ensuite, so it's comfortable. Please enjoy it, that's what it's there for. And you find after a couple of days, you don't want, you ask your body, and say, do you want to sleep? So I don't want to sleep anymore, I've had enough. I want to just be still. Ask your mind what it wants. I don't want anything, just to be here, enjoying this place. The only reason why people are agitated, the only reason why you want something and keep craving and keep doing things is because you don't know how to be happy where you are. What more do you want in life? You've got this beautiful centre here. Nice food, nice bed, nice ensuites. Don't have to work. What more do you want? This is Nibbana. You keep spoiling it all the time by wanting something else. So see if you can just let things be and enjoy this moment and see if you can let go of craving. That's what that Benedictine monk, isn't it wonderful to wake up this morning and have nothing to do, not wanting anything? One of the little meditation techniques, which I will introduce later on, is starting your meditation by remembering the most peaceful, happy time of your life so far. Not so the happiness, you know, when you sort of, you know, you're going on holiday to, you know, some exotic resort, not, you know, falling in love or having your first baby or whatever, but no, a more profound, deep spiritual peace and happiness. Where was that and what did it feel like? I remember many times in my life. Perhaps the first time I remember, just when I was about a 14-year-old schoolboy, and it was a half-term holiday, and at lunchtime I finished all my homework, and I went out of those school gates, had nothing to do, no responsibilities, no sort of appointments. I felt totally free. I could go wherever I wanted, do whatever I wanted to do, because I had no burdens and nobody or no appointments or no craving forcing me to do anything. I remember feeling so content and happy. I also remember later on in life the experience of being like a monk after 5 or 6 years as a monk in Thailand. In our tradition, we were allowed to go wandering. I leave the monastery and just go wandering wherever you want in Thailand. And because Thailand was a very faithful Buddhist country, you know, you could go to any village in the morning with your arms folded and go on arms around. You'd always get something to eat. So you didn't have to worry about food. You know, wherever you reached the following day, you'd always get something to put in your tummy. And you could sleep out in the forest or in the paddy fields. It's very easy to do. So you had this beautiful life of absolute freedom. And you had to carry everything which you owned. You weren't allowed to keep any of your own personal stuff back in the monastery in store. That was not permitted. If it was yours and you wanted to keep it, you had to carry it with you. And of course, after a couple of days, you hardly carried much at all. You felt totally light and free. That was one of those experiences as a young monk, which I look back upon with such delight. Absolutely no responsibilities, no debts, no hardly any possessions. Everything you owned, you were carrying with you. You didn't need anything. You really felt like a bird, free to fly wherever you wanted. Such a beautiful feeling of freedom. And you didn't need anything. Everything was there for you. You had a place to stay in the paddy fields. You had food to eat the following day. What more did you want in life? You had perfect freedom. And so those little experiences, and you may have had something like that, periods of total contentment, just happy to be here, wherever that happened to be. When in those few days, yeah, later on you had to work and make some more money or do things or whatever, but those moments in your life where you didn't want anything and you were perfectly enjoying where you were, who you were, who you were with, and what you were doing. Now you give an idea of what nirvana is. Freedom from desire, contentment, just happy to be here. That's what we do in meditation. Always being happy to be here rather than wanting to be somewhere else. So see if you can remember that during a meditation retreat. Look, it's been so hard to get here. Now you're here, enjoy it.